So there, you know, the specific law I was referring to right now is the Conflict of Interest Act. It defines family, and it defines family as a child or a child who's living with you and dependent on you. The only concept of an adult child is if it's an adult child who's dependent and living with you. So in this particular instance, the adult child would not have been dependent and or living in the household with the with Mr. Winter. So it's not technically caught. So it's just a technicality, but it's the definition of family members, you know, and there's a lot more guidance in other acts like the federal act that broadens the definitions of family and relatives. That's a stronger language and broadened language. So, you know, I know the province is looking at that now, and I think everybody would recognize that there's definitely legislative amendments required to strengthen our Conflict of Interest Act, for sure. I consider, again, under the Conflict of Interest Act, technically, the relationship is not defined in there. But when I look at it, certainly what I would say is that it's definitely a conflict of interest relationship. It's a known relationship. And when you know that relationship, you have to put protections around that to mitigate that risk. So in my opinion, Mr. Winter did not do that. You know, there could have been actions he should have taken to ensure that there would have been no perceived or actual conflicts of interest. So the technicality to it, but in my view, the conflict of interest risk was not managed and that there was a financial benefit conferred.
So when the citizens rep tried to drill down into that and you say that Winter misrepresented information during that exercise, what did the citizens rep come up with? Did he stop stone cold because of the loophole or what happened?
Those were certainly elements that he brought out. He absolutely brought out those same elements, and there was recommendations to government at the time to address and amend the Liquor Act to address that. Similarly, I guess a couple of things. In one of his reports, he found that he could not make any findings as to the conferring of the financial benefit, and he referenced that it would not be within his mandate or the capacity of their office to do it, so he did not go down the road of doing that. And I guess from the technical point of view, he would have said that he was in compliance with the act. It's the same in the... I would say to you, in the Newfoundland Liquor Corporation Act, what he was faced with at the time was that the provision he was looking at basically said, did the public office holder receive a benefit? In this case, it would be the CEO. Did the CEO receive a direct benefit? Which is, that's not, but the act wasn't the other way around, and or convey a benefit. So, you know, the acts are not strong enough. They need to be addressed to appropriately address conflicts of interest.